right, talk time.
Ask you a question, you go on your feet now. Whether people listen to God when God sent the miracle. This story is about a man called Saul. And he grew up in a very religious family, the Jewish family. And they would have worshipped God, they thought. They would have kept all the festivals. And just as we keep Christmas, when Jesus was born, they used to keep the Passover. And they remembered the story of Moses, and how Moses, with God's help, brought the Jews out of slavery in Egypt. Saul would have known the story of God's special friend, how that God had made the world perfect without sin. How the enemy of God came and he sinned. And then because they had sin in their hearts and in their thoughts all the time, they were separated from God because of their sin. And that's when God made it, they sacrifice the man. And so many years later, Saul was born. Saul would have been very proud of being a Jew, very proud. This is a very wonderful way God said that the Jews were God's people. But Saul, like a lot of the Jews, only listened to what they wanted to listen from God. And they didn't really listen to what God was saying was going to happen one day. You'll see why in a moment. And so Saul went to study, they sent him to study, at a special school in Jerusalem, under a man called Gamaliel, who was a very, very clever Jew, a teacher of the law of Moses. And he was a very religious man. He was a woman of God, and loved God. And Saul went there to learn, because most children didn't go to school in those days. So Saul was very privileged. And so Saul, as he learned, with Gamaliel, grew up to be very, very proud to be Jewish. And he believed that God only loved the Jews. He really believed that. Then he believed that God hated everybody else. Then he found that the whole of the city of Jerusalem was bubbling. Things were happening. Things were changing. Something was happening. If they had television, it would be on the news every night. Some of Jesus' disciples have been preaching, and thousands of Jews were believing in Jesus as the Lamb of God. They now said, we don't need to offer sacrifices, because Jesus is the sacrifice. God's love isn't just for the Jews. God's love is for everybody. Whether you are Jew or not, whether you're in England, God's love is for everybody. Some became very angry. How dare these people be saying that God loves everybody? God loves the Jews. So what's going to happen to our sacrifices if they say we don't need to make sacrifices anymore? He got very angry, very worried. What would happen to the Jews? They stopped being Jews. All these people that were becoming Christians, Saul won't be Jews anymore. So he became very angry, and Saul decided that he needed to fight Christians. Saul felt he had to fight Christians. But Gamaliel, a very wise man, he often warned people like Saul, you be careful. You don't one day find yourself fighting against God. But Saul decided he wanted to fight Christians. Now you and I know that Saul was in great danger. Great danger. Because he was really fighting against God. He didn't realize it. You can't really be more dangerous than that, can you? Fighting against God. Because Saul spent a lot of time spying. He wasn't spying on the Russians. He was spying on Christians. He was listening to what they were saying. And when he found enough evidence that he thought he had them arrested, because he was a leading Jew now. He was a Pharisee, very proud of it. And he's had the Christians thought and put on trial. They'd be beaten for saying that Jesus was the Lamb of God. They'd be beaten for saying that Jesus was God's sacrifice. Terrible things were doing. And God was showing his love to all the world in sending Jesus into the world. God so loved all the world that he sent his only begotten Son. Whoever believes in him should not perish, but have life. And one day, one of their leaders, one of the Christian preachers of the Vatican, his name was Stephen. God had enabled Stephen to do wonderful things. Stephen had been able to do miracles. People that have been blind have been able to see, just like Jesus had done. Stephen has done wonderful miracles. But even his angel, Saul, was determined to kill Christians. People that believed in Jesus. So Stephen was arrested. Did you ever find anything wrong said about Stephen? No, really. So they got people to tell lies that he tried. Terrible, isn't it? A man like Saul, who says, I am very religious, I pray my prayers every day, actually arranged for people to tell lies when he's had somebody put to death. God is my God. And so Stephen was arrested. And Saul had actually heard Stephen telling them, don't you know what you're doing? You're fighting against God. Don't you realize you're not listening to God? Don't you realize all your prophets, all the Jewish prophets, years ago, said that Jesus was going to come to be the Lamb of God, to be a sacrifice for sin, to pay your punishment for your wrongdoing danger from God? Don't you believe that? And they said, no, we don't believe that. Put him to death. Kill him. And so they let Stephen out and throw him to death. And as Stephen was being thrown to death, Saul saw something he'd never ever forget. He saw Stephen's face glowing with a light. The body of his face had a great bright light inside it. It was glowing with the sun. And as Stephen was dying, he looked up to heaven and he said, behold, I see Jesus standing on the right hand side of God. Stephen said, can't be. Jesus isn't the Son of God. He isn't. We've got to fight him. But he couldn't get away from it. Stephen said that in Jesus, standing right hand by God. And it made Saul even more determined, he's got to kill these Christians. What was going to happen to the Jews? If this teaching got all the way around, there'd be no more sacrifices, there'd be no more temple, there'd be no more things for him to do. And so he knew everybody had to be stopped. So he had more work to do. The people were becoming Christians everywhere. What a lovely message. People were listening to this. It wasn't like Pharisees who said, you've got to do this, and you've got to do that, and you've got to do this, and you've got to do that, and you've got to do this, and you've got to do this in the morning, you've got to do that in the afternoon. Loads of rules, and they said, that will make God happy. The Christians were saying, ask God to forgive you for your sins, and believe that Jesus died on the cross of you, and you can be a special friend of God. That was much easier, wasn't it? Much more wonderful. That's what Jesus had taught them. And so Saul got letters to go down to a city called Damascus, where there were a lot of Christians. Saul was going to go down there and have them arrested, have them put in prison, or have them killed. Imagine what he looked like. Can't believe very well he's got a very angry face there. A very, very hard face. He's got letters under his arm. He's going to go down to Damascus to have these Christians arrested and maybe get some of them killed. I'm a preacher killed, and he's very happy. He's going to protect the Jews. He's not going to have people thinking that God loves other people. God only loves the Jews, says Saul. Not everybody in the world. So Saul sets off his gang. They were a bit of a gang. They were ruffians who were going to go and do the dirty work. The Christian hurt. Oh. The man who put Christians to death. He's coming, what are you going to do? Run away? No. What do Christians do when they're in trouble? They pray. Because the Christians in Damascus had prayer meetings. They come to prayer meetings and they were all night. And they prayed to God, oh God, please save us from Saul coming. We want people to know about Jesus and about your love for them. Please save us from Saul. And some of the Christians were saying, God, please be kind to Saul. Please show him mercy. Please forgive him. Please help him to see that he's doing wrong. They had love in their hearts for Saul. Even though he was an angry man. Well, the next day they were travelling. It was very hot and the sky was very bright and the sun was very bright. Suddenly even a brighter light came than the sun. It was so bright that Saul fell off his horse and the sun was blinding. The men standing around heard thunder. Saul heard a voice speaking. Saul, Saul, why are you fighting against me? Why are you fighting against me? And Saul asked the question. He said, who are you, Lord? He dreaded to hear the answer. He remembered what he saw, Stephen said he saw. Could it be? I am Jesus, who you are fighting against. Danger, he has been fighting against God. But you know, God has heard the prayers of the Christian good man. He goes, oh, God is going to destroy Saul and punish him, although he deserves it. Saul says, what do you want to do? And God says, Jesus said to him, get up. Go to Damascus, and I'll tell you what to do there. And so Saul was led into Damascus. But he was blind. God had blinded him. The name of this proud man who was going to come into Damascus and arrest Christians and kill Christians had been led into Damascus by the hand of his blind. He came when the Christian came and they saw what was. They said, God was answering our prayers. Look what happened. He didn't really. And so Saul was taken to a house in a street called Straight. Remember that for the bit? And he didn't think for 3 days. Remember that for the bit? He didn't for 3 days. He had spent the time. What do you think he was doing there? Praying. He thought of all the people he killed, all the Christians he killed. How could God ever forgive him for doing that? Killing Christians, killing Stephen. While he was there, thinking of these terrible things, Christians have been praying in his matters, praying for him, praying that God would show him mercy, praying that God would forgive him. God was going to forgive him. Why? Because Jesus, the Lamb of God, has been punished for Saul's sin. Jesus has borne punishment for Saul's sin. And one day, 3 days later, Saul heard a voice. He couldn't see anything, he heard a noise. He heard somebody coming in. It was Ananias. Ananias would have been one of the people that Saul would have had put to death. He was one of the preachers in Damascus, telling people the love of God and Jesus. And Ananias comes in, he comes across to Saul, and he puts his hand on Saul's head, and he says, Brother Saul, who has never heard such kind words? He'd grown up in a very religious family, but not a very kind family. In a family of do's and don'ts and this and that, and the God they worship, kind God, loving God. Here is this lovely man, this Christian, the Lord of that footstep, coming to his brother Saul. The Lord Jesus, who appears to you on the road as you come, has said to me that you can receive your sight and that you can be full of God's power. God's going to give you his power, the Holy Spirit. And Saul got his eyes like that. God gave his eyes like that. And all of a sudden, his whole heart was full of love to God, was full of joy, was full of happiness. Saul knew he was no longer guilty for all the bad things he'd done. He knew Jesus had borne the guilt for his sin at Calvary. Something that even in Noah's day, Noah's day, the animals of the sacrifice could never do. But Jesus did. Do you know what that thing was? Saul went and met all the Christians in Damascus, the very people that he would have had put to death. He went and met them, and they were amazed to see him. He'd become a Christian, he'd become, be one of them, trusting the Lord Jesus. We all now realize, it wouldn't mean he had to stop being a Jew. He could still be a Jew. But now, Lord Jesus Christ. Now we realize that God has been telling the Jews all through the years that Jesus was going to come. God has been telling the Jews for a long, long time that God was going to love everyone in the world and just not the Jews. And guess what? Saul immediately started preaching. What? He started preaching that Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is the Lamb of God. He's realized it. He realized he's been put it all wrong. He hadn't listened to what God had said. He then put the verse yesterday. Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if anyone enters in, they shall be saved. Who found that? Jesus is the only way to have your sins forgiven, to become a special friend of God again. And Saul learned that however many lambs they sacrificed, they would never have their sins washed away. And that's why we learned to save them. But Paul eventually wrote. He said, Paul said, when he preached, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sins.